And then they'd wear a skull cap over their ears.
You so could, just a flat thing that would completely cover their head?
Well, I'll tell you what he wore. I made his skull caps out of the top of my old nylon hose. The top of them, you know, would be good. That was before pantyhose came into style. Hmm. And I know you're married, so you know what pantyhose are. And I would take the top part of my old hose, about like that, and cut it off, tie a thread around the top. And that would stretch enough so it would come down over his ears. And they usually had a band where the garters fastened on. And that came right over the ears. And he'd wear that under his cowboy hat, and his ears would keep warm. He never did have frostbitten ears, but he's had sunburned ears.
Did they ever wear caps?
Some of them did, but Victor never did.
Was that what they would have called them, a cap?
A cap.
Okay. And did they ever wear things over their shoulders like this to hook onto their pants, to hold their pants?
Suspenders?
Yeah.
Well, some people did, and then finally they took to wearing belts.
Okay.
Did, of course, with the bib overalls, you didn't.
Didn't need them. Did you, in the winter when it was really cold, did you ever wear anything under your shirt and your pants that kind of helped keep you warm?
Oh, you'd wear long underwear.
Made out of, what would it be?
Oh, some of them were made out of wool, some cotton, and some flannel.
Okay. I wanted to ask you some about food that was grown. I know that most of y'all did ranching, but
oh,
I'm
yes.
sure you grew most of your own food.
Yes, we grew a lot.
Could you just tell me as many of the foods as you can remember having grown?
Well, from the time I can remember, we always had a garden. Mother was a great gardener. We had potatoes, onions. She raised the best rutabagas you ever tasted. Mm. And turnips, squash, peas and corn and carrots and beets and string beans. And we preserved some of those. Mm. We did it by canning. And then later on, when we got freezers, we could freeze them.
Let me ask you, go back now. All those things together would be called what?
Vegetables.
Okay. You mentioned corn. How was that eaten? How did you eat corn?
Well, we ate corn when it was coming into production. We ate it on the cob. And then after that, we'd cut it off the cob and can it and freeze it.
And what would you call the outside of the...
The husk.
Okay. And those little thin strands inside?
Hair.
Okay.
Silks.
Okay. Okay. The top, when they bunch up at the top, what is that?
Tassels.
Yeah. Okay.
I lived on a ranch all my life.
Yeah. That's right. People don't know those words anymore.
I know they don't. Yeah. And you know, a lot of people that burned gas didn't know what ashes were. And this little boy said to his mother, Mother, what's that over there in that pile? And she said, well, Jack, those are ashes. And he said, well, isn't that the funniest looking stuff?
Never seen.
And he just couldn't. He just laughed and laughed.
It's true.
And we can't believe that people can't believe this. But that's true.
Well, that's kind of why we're doing these kind of interviews, mm-hmm. So we'll learn these words so that, you know, like students that
right.
we work with will know these words. What you mentioned string beans. Is mm-hmm. that a green bean? Is that the same thing as a green bean?
Yes. Green beans.
Were there other kind of beans like that?
Oh, yes. They had lima beans. They had to grow into maturity. They weren't good as green beans. And they had the big white lima bean in them. Mm-hmm. They had to dry and mature and dry before they would be good to eat.
Did you ever grow any pinto beans?
We never grew any, but we've sure eaten a lot.
Okay. You mentioned